For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I sincerely pray and hope you're doing well. We received some just beautiful mail. I've gotten some great comments that you're listening to the broadcast. I want to thank you for taking the time, the energy, and the effort to not only let me know, but boy, when you write in, it almost convicts my heart because I'm like, oh my gosh, they took a stamp, they typed, they took effort to jot their thoughts down. I mean, I so much of us, we do email and texting these days. And it's just been a real refreshing thing to see some beautiful letters in the P.O. box. I want to thank you for that. You know, I don't take it for granted. And I want you to hear me on that. So many of you, most of the listeners I talk to, hear me in their cars. And to think that after you get out of the car, you would take the time to write means the world. Thank you for that. And it shows us that we're, you know, bearing fruit in this area. We steward our partners' money the best we know how. And this is just a great encouragement to be able to say, you know what, man, look, the finances are bearing fruit. And I just want you out there to know that, especially you who have just been a faithful stream of supporters and with the radio. And I just want to thank you from your letters to your finances to everything. So how are you? Are you transitioning into getting ready for the spring? You know, my teaching all this week, I told you that last week we did Enemies of Spiritual Passion. And always remember, if you've missed these, or like this, I got a letter recently in a girl was loving one teaching. Go back to the website. I've got these all uploaded, and you just keep downloading, man. You just keep, you know, downloading. It's the best word. Download it. Get it in to overflow to where it goes from your mind to your inner man to that when the rubber hits the road and you need to step out and do something, you've got this information in you, biblically based, that the Holy Ghost can say, ah, you see, you put that in your computer banks. Now I have something to pull from. Amen, right? So go to the website and you can always download those. But I'll be doing Sources of Spiritual Passion this week. And I want you to make sure you tune in for that. Look, couple upcoming dates. Join me. These are going to be nighttime, these next two dates in February the 19th. In Metairie, Louisiana, using the facilities of Parkway Presbyterian Church, I'll be doing a teaching called What to Do When Your Back's Up Against a Wall, coming out of 1 Samuel with David and when he was in Ziklag. I'll do that same teaching on the North Shore. North Shore, come see me. February the 26th, using the facilities of Victory Fellowship Church at the West Causeway Approach. Both are free, and we do take a love offering. But what a beautiful thing that these churches have opened their doors and allowed us to come in. And we want you to come join us. Get built up. Come on now, 2013. Let's keep going. What to do when your back's up against a wall? I've got some strong things that I found from David's life. Preparing for April daytime retreat. That's for women. And we'll be at the beautiful Longview House and Gardens. Intimacy, faith, and answered prayer. I've got some fresh insight on that in my own life I want to share. Well, sources of spiritual passion, my brethren. Number one, how about this? A growing awareness that God's a person. Yes, he's God, but he also, in the form of his son, became a person, didn't he? Jesus. So because of that, he knows what it's like to live this life, yet he never sinned. He can help us walk this walk. You know, how wonderful, sources of spiritual passion, to know that you go straight to God and talk to him. Tell him your greatest greats and your deepest wounds, and he's right there listening. Isn't this fabulous? Meditate on that a bit, my brethren. That'll become a source of, it'll ignite your spiritual passion once again. Bible and theology are fabulous. You must have those. but to recognize that even at the sound of my voice, you can say, God, are you listening to me? And boom, he is. A source of spiritual passion, an awareness that God is a person and waiting to talk to you. Joining me tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.